Hey, we're back on Downtown at 534. Rich Kimble here with Jack Cosgrove, Bob Lucy, Brian Stackpole, and we've been talking with Cos, some of his memories of Maine football, and we talked about the coaches, but of course the players that have gone on to have great success after they left the University of Maine, a big part of the Jack Cosgrove story, and one of them joins us right now on the G&M Family Market telephone line, one of the few guys, as Coach Cos said, to travel south to play his football at the University of Maine. He's had a lengthy career in the National Football League. Matthew Mulligan, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, gentlemen, for having me. Always glad to be on, and especially when we're talking about Coach Cos, I'd love to do that.
So, yeah, this guy to my left, Coach Cos, what was it that lured you to come play football for him at the University of Maine?
My story is a little unique, so I don't know if we probably don't have the time. But I, to be honest, I didn't have a whole lot of contact with Coach Cos prior to me actually coming to the University of Maine, but after – you know, all the nuances of that stuff had gone on, and they were going to come. I was a preferred walk-on initially coming on. But one of the things that I always enjoyed just from my initial outset of meeting Coach Cos was the fact that he was extremely personable. You know, a guy that that's in the limelight, and, you know, in Maine, you know, like the football program at Maine is a big deal. You know, having the only real, the only Division I football program in the state. You know, so a guy that has a lot of responsibility, but at the same time, a lot of people look at him because he's in a prestigious position. He was always great to me from the outset, you know, and I was really appreciative of that, and that just speaks to his character.
Now, Cos, what did you see in this guy who didn't play high school football that you thought could make him
work
for you?
I don't get any of this credit. I mean, let's cut right to the chase here. It should go to Nat Clark, don't you think, Matt?
Well, him and Gabby Price.
Yeah, Gabby certainly, but Nat was his kind of your agent to get him over here because Nat had played for us, you know, and Nat knew our program, and he just said, this kid can play for you guys. And he came over and brought tape over, and we watched the tape, and we went, son of a gun, he's right. You know, I mean, but inexperience, I guess the common word now used around that type of an athlete is he's raw. You know, but if you could project the ability, his basketball skills, and the similarity that we used to recruit Justin Perillo a few years later, because Justin was not a very good high school football player and played in a small school in Delaware, you know. But when I went and saw him play basketball and his size, I said, wow, wait a second here. And Matt was a great athlete, you know. I mean, a soccer player and shoot, maybe that's the way we should develop our Wes Welker, high school soccer player, Matt Mulligan, right? I mean, maybe you're keeping guys away from the bangs and the, you know, all those things that happen. But Matt was a great athlete, a great basketball and soccer player, and it took time. I think not having the experience in high school of just, you know, getting in a huddle or lining up on a three-point stance, they were all virgin things to him, you know, brand new territory. So, but he wanted to get it done. You know, he wanted to learn. He wanted to be coached. He wanted to, and look what he's done since. Yeah. I mean, what a tremendous career he's had, and just a great, great story that we use and talk about all the time. We don't get enough. Probably you don't get enough of a residual effect of this, Matt. You should probably get a percentage of the times we use your story to recruit young people for our program.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that, Coach. But that, I mean, you know, I guess one of the things that the Maine Black Bear program is all about, and it's facilitated from Coach Cos, is the fact that, you know, you come here, you're going to work hard. You know, and that's what they're all about. And I feel like that starts with anything in life. But you get a bunch of young men around and really teaching them the essentials of what it is to be a football player at the collegiate level, you know, being, you know, from the academic side of things to also, you know, being that student athlete through and through. You know, you're going to have to work hard. So I think it has to start from Coach Cos, and it really springboarded me through and still now, and being able to play as long as I've been able to. You know, a lot of the things I was taught at University of Maine, I'm still able to apply now.
So, Matt, what's going on with you? What's the latest update?
And we talked to a few different teams here recently, which is nice. So there's still interest. But, you know, I'm still kind of, you know, obviously it's whatever, who's ever playing the playoffs would be a team that potentially I could sign on with, that I'm a free agent. But you just never know. I'm hoping that I'll get another chance to suit it up. But for now, just relaxing with the family and just taking it easy and trying to to heal up, but staying in shape and see what whatever comes.
Matt, what's your favorite memory from your time as a Black Bear?
Well, I'm not sure if it's if this is endearing or not, but it's definitely a memory. But it's one of the vivid ones, and I think it instilled a lot of principles in me. We used to have the Mahaney Dome Challenge.
Still do.
And, it was one of the toughest things I think I've done in my life. There was so much required of you at that time because you're getting up early and you're going in there and you're competing against guys that you're friends with, but you're really competing. And that, I thought, was, though it being difficult as it was and really strenuous, I thought it was ingenious. I think it brought guys together, and you knew every time you went in there that it was a war. And it got you ready in a lot more facets than just physically. It was a mental strain. That was one of the things that just, it's kind of, that's a behind the scenes thing that a lot of people don't get a chance to see, but that was also orchestrated by Coach Kaz, you know? So if you're thinking about that, just the amount of things that he's done to be able to get guys ready in the off season, but you know, for the, cause the off season, I feel like is where your biggest body of work goes in. Cause that's where you're planning and that's where all the preparation happens for the following year. If you don't put your time in, you don't put that work in, you know, it'll show up on the field, you know, come fall time.
Well, Matt, we appreciate you checking in with us here this afternoon as we celebrate Coach Kaz's career and on to the next stage of his career. And we wish you success in your career, too. And hopefully somebody picks up the phone and calls you and says, we need a big guy who can take care of business out there at tight end.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, listen, I want to say one thing before you guys, you've been kind of deeming where this conversation has gone. I wanted to make sure I say this about Coach Kaz. I hope people, now that he's stepping back and he's going to a different facet of his life, I hope people understand the magnitude. Maybe people won't for a while or ever, but I feel like that it should be at least brought up. What he did with a program and in the area that our program was. I think you look at all these other big D1 or D1AA places, and they have the recruitment base is far larger just from being a different demographic and all of those types of things. What Coach Kaz did with us and what he still did this past year and winning A-10 championships, the CAA championships, to all these things with less, not necessarily player per se, but less, you know, at his disposal, I think people really have to try to appreciate and think about it because it's a big deal to me. And a lot of these other coaches across the country will never know the struggles at the 1A level that Coach Kaz went through or that the new head coach will go through and the players at the University of Maine have gone through. And for Coach Kaz to build that type of nucleus and the type of success that we had and they're still having there, huge, you know, deal, honestly. And I don't think there's a lot of men out there that could ever have done the way that he did and have the longevity that he did. So just wanted to make sure that I put that out there.
And I'll make sure you get a percentage of the recruiting story. Thank you, Matt. That's awful nice of you to say that. Really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Thanks a lot, guys, for having me on. Coach Kaz, congratulations on your new walk in life here, and look forward to seeing you soon.
I look forward to watching DeVito play this weekend, too, don't you?
Yes, amen to that. The man, the strong man, he'll be out there pushing guys around. That's the Black Bear through right there. So.
Hey, thank you again, Matt. We'll talk with you soon.
Good luck, Matt.
Thanks, guys.
That's Matt Mulligan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
542. Quick break on Downtown. Kaz got to leave soon. We're going to get one last story out of him before we let him go. We'll take a break. It's Downtown of the Pulse, WZON.